Ammunition plays a big role in the budgets for local law enforcement, and when prices rise, departments have few choices. They can stomach the increased cost and pull money from other areas, or they can forego buying ammo and hope prices drop. That's what a number of sheriff's departments are doing in Wisconsin. Shawnee County Detective Keith Sorley says bullets for their AR-15 rifles are usually around 35 cents a piece, but since the Newtown school shooting and talk of an assault weapons ban, he says prices have more than doubled.
The price for an individual round are as high as a dollar a piece. So at this point, we're not purchasing those rounds due to the fact that we have a supply that'll last us for approximately a half a year.
Sorley says his department was able to stock up last June when prices were low, but they'll have to buy more bullets later this year. He says hopefully prices will go back to normal, but if not, tough choices will have to be made.
Well, if the prices on the ammunition are high, we may have to limit the amount of other firearms that we replace. We'd have to, you know, use a target for longer than we would normally out on the range.
Some departments are even reporting up to 9-month wait lists for rifle ammo. Taylor County Sheriff's Department Captain Tony Sheckles says they too have a slight reserve for 2013, but he hopes wholesalers will get resupplied by late summer.
If we can't come across the ammunition by the end of the year, maybe it could affect our training.
The Department of Criminal Investigation is also reacting to increased ammo costs. It's using conversion kits for its AR-15s that use a much cheaper type of bullet. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.